right. Amen. And Pastor Stevens was very receptive and has been receiving our prayer letter, and some of you have been praying for us all this time while we've been away in Chile, and we're very thankful for that and thankful for the opportunity to be here with you now, most unexpectedly, to report in on what it is that Jesus Christ has been doing with us during this past decade since we were here. I know a lot of you who were here 10 years ago don't recognize me, but that's only because I had hair back then. Of course, so did your pastor. Amen. I am especially thankful, and this is not just to talk up the pastor, for a Christ-exalting message this morning. It's something that's not heard often enough. And while it's true that, yes, we need to be ministered to out of the Word of God for our individual walk with the Lord and edified and built up in that and how to deal with that in this world in which we live, it is so refreshing, something that just focuses on Jesus Christ. And I'm praying even now, as I'm here standing before you, it's kind of like the Nehemiah prayer, I guess, that the Lord's going to allow me to do something that's a little bit out of the ordinary for what He's having me do on this furlough, which is generally when I'm given any time to exhort from the Scriptures, is to talk about missions, obviously. That makes perfect sense. We are missionaries. We are on a mission. And we want you to be involved in missions as well. So you just pray together with me while we go through this first part that the Lord would have His way when we open the Scriptures. As the pastor indicated, I'd like to show you our standard missionary slide presentation now. And I know you as a missions-minded church and missionary-supporting church have seen many presentations similar to this one. Perhaps there'll be nothing here that's completely novel, except as it is Jesus Christ doing His work through us in a different place and amongst a different people than perhaps you know or have ever seen before, but it is still the Lord Jesus Christ doing it. More than anything else, what I want you to take away from this, Blessed Hope Baptist Church, is that very fact. Obviously, this presentation is going to focus on us and the ministry that we have received in the Lord Jesus Christ, but our objective on this furlough is not so much that you think about us and that we can market ourselves, or as the Bible says, we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ, Him crucified, and our servants, ourselves, your servants for Christ's sake, that you would take away from this, that regardless of how dark things are becoming in this world spiritually, in this country and around the rest of the globe, Jesus Christ is not done yet. We are not finished here yet. He still wishes to use us where He has placed each of us, according to His determination, to carry on the work of preaching the gospel to the lost souls in this world who need to hear about Him, who need to find out what their actual condition is, and need to be saved from hell. Much more importantly, need to be saved unto the true God, our Lord Jesus Christ, that they might glorify Him, please Him, and do His will. We're still here for that, folks. Nothing that has occurred in the past 2,000 years since Jesus Christ died and rose again, and nothing that will occur between now and the moment of His return to take us out of this place and to fulfill the rest of His plan, nothing has changed our commission. Our commission is still the same. So we want to be an encouragement to you, Blessed Hope Baptist Church, that you still have a job to do in Jesus Christ, the missionaries that you're supporting around the world, and your ambassadorship here in the Twin Cities area, in your very own Jerusalem, Jesus Christ is still actively interested in that. And He's still actively interested in the souls around you. And don't let the flagging and failing and faltering attitude of the Christianity around you ever affect this local church. Jesus Christ will let us know when the work day is done. He's going to sound a trumpet. Until then, let's all be found faithful, laboring for Him. All right. I'll do a little bit of adjusting here. Okay, that looks good. And it looks like it's going to work. Glory to God. So we're the Robinsons, missionaries to the people of southern Chile. We like to make emphasis about the fact that we are missionaries to people, not to a country, not to a nation. Jesus Christ died for souls. He's interested in saving souls, and He sends His ambassadors and has others sending His ambassadors to reach those souls. Those are the only things that are eternal. The fashion of this world will pass away. It is not of the Father. It is not eternal. Nations will rise and fall. the United Nations now being gathered for the smiting sword of Jesus Christ at His second advent. But what He's interested in are these souls that will live forever. And those are the people that He has sent us to in southern Chile. And yes, I do make a big emphasis and big deal about the fact that we're in southern Chile. Just as here in the United States, there's a big difference, Pastor, between the north and the south in Chile. I know you don't know anything about that. The most important difference of all, of course, is that the Chileans have managed to get over it. You can imagine how well that joke goes over in the south. Amen. Well, we're missionaries to the people of southern Chile, and later on, afterwards, at the display table, if you'd like to ask questions about that, that's fine. I'm always happy to answer questions. We are very appreciative of the Lord Jesus Christ for making our calling and election sure, and the people to whom we have been sent. As you know from meeting us already, I'm Philip, and Brenda is my lovely wife, and by the grace and mercy of God, we have been serving as missionaries in the Republic of Chile for the past 8.5 years. We do serve with Bible Baptist Mission of Pensacola, Florida. I know you all don't know anything about that either. We're actually sent out of La Iglesia Biblica Bautista de Hialeah. That's the Bible Baptist Church of Hialeah, a Bible-believing bilingual work in the center of the city of Miami, Florida. There's much that I could tell you about this local church. I am one of the charter members of this church. Some 17 years ago this May, this church started celebrating the Lord Jesus Christ and serving Him in the city of Miami. But the most important thing as regards our ministry in its present and future form is that it is the home of the Valera Bible Society, Spanish Bible and Biblical Literature, International Printing and Distribution Ministry, about which I'll have much more to say throughout the rest of this presentation. Now, as you probably already know or remember from your high school geography lessons, Chile is the long, thin country at the southwestern corner of the South American continent. And yes, please feel free afterwards also to ask me why there's a sliver of Antarctica included on this map. There's a lot that I could tell you about Chile, of course, geographically, topographically, climatically, politically, economically, yeah, even socially. But really the only important thing about Chile is that Chile is the home of 17 million eternal souls, each of whom for which Jesus Christ died and rose again, and most of whom, thank God, are willing to be told something about that and about Him, as the Chilean people on the whole, and much unlike Americans, tend to be very receptive to a sincere gospel witness and live in a country of almost complete legal religious freedom, practically speaking, even more than we have here in the United States. These factors, combined with a 95% plus literacy rate, means that as the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, a great and effectual door is opened unto us amongst the Chilean people. There is a second half to that verse, however, and it's important that I mention its practical application to our ministering the gospel in Chile. Because you see, the Chilean people, statistically speaking, and this would be much like Americans, have an almost 88% profession of quote-unquote Christian faith. But sadly, it is all religious profession, with almost no real possession of biblical eternal soul salvation. Because as we found out in our 8+ years there, absolutely none of these religions is preaching the true gospel of eternal salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ according to the Scriptures. But a great and effectual door nonetheless. And so in November of 2004, in direct personal obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ's final standing general order in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, to be witnesses unto Him unto the uttermost part of the earth, and it's hard to get more uttermost than southern Chile, by His calling, equipping, enabling, and sending, we arrived in southern Chile in the highlighted area now being displayed on the map, which is the rivers region, La Región de los Ríos, the 14th region of Chile, a Chilean region being similar in concept to a U.S. state, establishing ourselves right away in the regional capital, the city of Valdivia, which itself is about 500 miles south of the national capital city of Santiago. Now, at that time, as some of you remember, we were a family of three. Here's a picture of us soon after arriving in Chile with our daughter, Rosalind, who was 10 years old at the time. We will explain what's happening with Rosalind later on here. We, of course, immediately upon our arrival, dedicated ourselves to learning the language, which is Spanish, the culture, which is Latin American, and most importantly, the spiritual realities of the people to whom the Lord had sent us. Although not yet proficient in the language, we also started passing out gospel tracts everywhere, believing that through the consistent execution of God's scriptural methodology, as summarized by the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 20, verse 20, that is, teaching publicly and house to house, the Lord would accomplish through us the work whereunto He had sent us. That soon resulted in meeting this household, Hector Burgos and his family, our first Chilean converts, and the first family with whom we began studying the Bible. This picture was actually taken on the night of the first Bible study in their home and the beginning of our first local church planted in Chile, La Iglesia Bíblica Bautista de Valdivia. That's the Bible Baptist Church of Valdivia. We rejoice to report to you that all of these folks are still with that local church in its present form to this day. Others started coming to that Bible study, and before long we had about 15 regular attendees and acquired a storefront rental property in downtown Valdivia. Here's a photo that was taken on the night of the first formal meeting of that new church, and we proceeded to renovate the place. That's how the Bible Baptist Church of Valdivia got started. Now, fast forwarding to 2013, here are some of the last photos we took with the congregation before leaving for furlough at the end of March of last year. We'll be back to tell more about them in a moment, but first we need to tell you briefly about how the Lord started church number two. As the Lord would have it, in late 2007, we met Raul Godoy and his family, the Lord having put us together for the purpose of the missionary's mission as delineated in 2 Timothy 2:2, that is, the teaching of faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. This in the little town of Payaco, a small community of about 10,000 souls, some 35 miles to the southeast of the city of Valdivia. Well, simultaneously, the Lord was also doing some other great things with some other folks there in Payaco, and before long, we started meeting with about 15 other believers as La Iglesia Bíblica Bautista de Payaco, and by now you understand that that means the Bible Baptist Church of Payaco. This was in the kitchen of Brother Alejandro and his family. He's the man in the striped shirt in the center of this photo, which was also taken on the night of the first formal meeting of this new local church, together with the families of the other three men in the front row here. In the blue shirt is Brother Raul. The Lord had singled him out to be the pastor of this church before it even got started. And to his left and right are Brother Luis and Brother Godofredo. Together with Brother Alejandro, they are the male leadership and deacons of this local church, a body of believers that's made up of some of the most solidly dedicated Christian families I've ever had the honor and blessing of knowing. And it has been our greatest joy and privilege to see them and many others get saved and then to teach them the Bible, plain and simple, and that as newborn babes they should desire the sincere milk of the Word that they may grow thereby, as the Word of God says in 1 Peter 2:2. And then the blessing of seeing them grow, seeing them get scripturally water baptized and going forth to walk with Christ in newness of life, getting their lives on God's track, becoming faithful and active in their local churches. We've seen them get their homes in good Christian order, from their marriage relationships to the rearing of their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In addition to the congregational studies, we teach the families our two-year in-home discipleship program. Those who completed it then began to take on more responsibility in their local churches. Brenda and Rosalind organized and implemented a children's Sunday school program in each local church, with the best result of all being that most of the kids who spent any appreciable time participating eventually got scripturally saved and water baptized. Not only that, but Brenda taught the moms to get involved as well, and eventually how to teach Sunday school themselves. Now, moving from one end of the spectrum to the other extreme of this Acts 20:20 teaching initiative, we established our third full-time ministry in southern Chile, the Valera Bible Institute of Chile. The Valera Bible Institute of Chile is a local implementation of the Valera Bible Institute International, itself a ministry of the Valera Bible Society of our sending church, dedicated to the training of Spanish-speaking Bible believers throughout Latin America for the gospel ministry. And this is an intensive course of study, 3 years, 1,000 plus hours, 4 nights a week. The students are hard at it, and it represents an intense ministerial and biblical formation in more than 40 subjects and books of the Bible. By the grace of God, our institute celebrated its first commencement exercises on January 20th, 2012, with a graduating class of 4 students. Seen here from right to left, Brother Raul Godoy, Sister Jacqueline Plaza, Brother David Godoy, and Sister Rosalind Robinson, our daughter. Here is the official photo of the Valero Bible Institute's first graduating class. Lord willing, we start with our next group of students upon our return from this furlough. Hopefully that will be early 2015 to get started again. Already have three men firmly committed and at least two others who will most likely sign up by then. During our next term in Chile, we would like to expand this ministry to be able to better accommodate students coming from the surrounding region outside of Valdivia. Now a brief word about our recent graduates. Upon receiving his institute diploma, Brother Raul Godoy, seen here with his wife Alexandra and their youngest son Esteban, was ordained by us into the ministry as the pastor of the Payaco Church, now a fully autonomous New Testament local assembly. He continues to aid me in the spiritual oversight of the ministry and all of its other aspects as well, including pastoring the group from Valdivia during our furlough absence, as well as the ongoing labor of what I like to call our itinerant public ministry evangelism circuit. That is, seeding and watering through the Word of God in as many of the other outlying towns and villages in our region as we're able to travel to on a rotating basis, by which efforts we expect to be used of the Lord upon our return to the field to plant our ministry's third church, and perhaps a fourth or fifth or even more as the Lord sees fit to give the increase. Now, in telling you about our other male graduate and ministerial student, Brother David Godoy, we must now speak of him together with another of his classmates, another of his co-graduates, our daughter Rosalind, because upon graduating, by the will and direction of God, they got married. We're very happy to report that they did in fact go forth, were fruitful, and multiplied, giving us grandbaby Helen. Now, I just want to show you a presentation about grandbaby Helen, of course, but we've got to attend to the ministerial business at hand. So ministerially speaking, David has shown himself to be, by the manifold grace of God, a gifted musician, a writer, graphic designer, preacher, and above all else, teacher of the Word of God, and is currently assisting Pastor Raul in all of these capacities in both local churches. Lord willing, David will be assisting me with teaching in the Bible Institute this next term. Here you're seeing some of the whiteboard technique he taught in the Payaco Church. Here's his poster chart on the history of the Spanish Bible. And here are some gospel tracts, this a trifold brochure, and this one a simple bifold that he wrote, designed, illustrated, and prepared for publication himself. And this segues nicely into yet another of our major goals for our next term in Chile, of which also David will be an integral part, the establishment of a Bible and biblical literature printing and distribution ministry. We've got plenty of material ready to go to press. You can see some examples on our display table afterwards. And again, this will be a local implementation of our home church's Valero Bible Society ministry, which you can read about at their website currently being displayed, starting off for us at first in Chile, and then eventually by the grace and provision of God reaching all of Spanish-speaking South America. So please do pray for the Lord's provision and guidance in the realization of this vision. And with all of this, never losing sight of the vision, perfect vision, Acts 20:20 vision, with a determined view towards the public preaching of the gospel of salvation in Jesus Christ as the primary means of evangelizing the lost. So, going back to the beginning, we prepared, we prayed, we passed out tracts, we did personal work, and then as soon as I could, I started preaching on the streets. Because if we've got an open door for anything in southern Chile, it is for public ministry. Open-air street preaching and one-on-one personal evangelization is very well received. There's absolutely no opposition of any kind, whether from the religious or secular elements. And all of our converts, of course, are very enthusiastic to be involved in this. Together with them, we prepare and we pray, we sing, and then we pass out tracts, thousands of gospel tracts, to everyone. And everyone takes the tracts. They don't ever get thrown away. And best of all, the tracts actually get read by everyone who gets one. This last man that you'll see pictured here is reading the Spanish translation of Mary's Command for Catholics on the front doorstep of the main Catholic cathedral in the town of San Jose, where we were preaching that day. Anyway, having sowed and watered, then we get down to the business of preaching the gospel. Here's Brother Raul preaching in the town of Payaco. Here's Brother David also preaching in Payaco. Here's Brother Alejandro of the Payaco Church. Here's street preaching in a local neighborhood. Notice all those little kids reading gospel tracts next to him as he delivers his message. And the time would fail me to tell of the street preaching of Brother Hector of Valdivia, and that of Brother Luis of Payaco, that of Brother Regulo of Valdivia, and that of Brother Godofredo of Payaco, and moreover to tell of the next generation, Brother Julio, who is Regulo's son, a street preacher, Lord willing, a future Institute student, Brother Gerardo, who is Alejandro's son, street preacher, Lord willing, future Institute student, Brother Christian, who is Sister Faride's son, also a street preacher, and Lord willing, a future Institute student, the time would fail me because I need to tell you how, by the grace of God, the preaching then gets personal. That is, generalized public preaching always leads to genuine personal persuading of souls that this Jesus is the Savior of the world and is their only hope of personal salvation from sin and death and hell. And then how, glory to God, the lost souls respond by receiving Jesus Christ as personal Savior as the result of a faithful scriptural witness, as did Emilio here in response to Julio's witness, and as did Andrea in response to Rosalind's witness, as did this man Guillermo in response to Luisa's witness, as did this lady Patricia in response to Sister Flor's witness, and as did this other Patricia in response to Luis and David's witness, along with Jose and Christina and over 600 other souls who called upon the Lord Jesus Christ to save them during our ministry's first term in Chile, the vast majority of whom got saved as a result of this open door for public ministry. This shot sums it up. As David and I kneel with Jorge to lead him to Christ with an open Bible, Brother Raul lifts up his voice like a trumpet to call yet more sinners to repentance. And that is how the Lord Jesus Christ has enabled us to obey His Acts 1:8 command, to be witnesses unto Him unto the uttermost part of the earth in southern Chile. So in closing, we ask you to please continue in prayer for the ministry in southern Chile, specifically for the already established works of the Bible Baptist churches of Valdivia and Payaco, as well as for the ongoing labor of our public ministry evangelism circuit, and of course for our future goals for this next term, most importantly more soul-winning evangelization, discipleship, and church planting, the establishment of the printing ministry, and the reinitiation and expansion of the Valera Bible Institute. Please do pray for this crew of men that the Lord Jesus Christ has assembled to help us do this. Please remain in prayer for us and for all of these spiritual children which God hath given us. Thank you, and God bless you all. All right, while we're doing all this infrastructure, you may turn in your Bibles to John chapter 12. Now, I've never really developed this in English. So y'all are going to kind of be like the guinea pigs, amen?